Oh.
Anyway. Again, as I said, our goal is to try to understand what is commonly called the Vimagon Shita. The day begins with Netzach Hamo, with sunrise, and it ends with Shkia Sachamo, it ends with Shkia, which is sunset. The last time we tried the Mogen Avraham, and I remind you from last time that this isn't truly the Vilna Gaon Shita, meaning it isn't original to him. It exists long before the Levush, who was a contemporary of Shulchan Aruch. But what I want to show you tonight, and this is the issue, that the Gaon Shita, the one we're doing tonight, is such an assumed axiom that almost no one disagrees with. Now, last time, you will recall, we had Gemaras that we didn't, you know, it was black on white, we saw it. We had Psukim, we had Gemaras, we had assumptions over there that were rather simple. Tonight we're going to have to read between the lines, but in such a manner, and this is why you have all the Sorim in front of you, that it is almost ubiquitous, it's almost assumed that you don't have to go and worry about it. Let's begin with the first one, and that's Gemara Brachos Daf Chavov Amud Aleph. And begin right at the Mishnah. We're going to have to do some skipping because some of the Gemara is totally irrelevant to our immediate point. So if you are frustrated that you know you're not really learning a blood Gemara, I can really appreciate. But I'm trying to make the point rather than to teach you page after blood of Gemara. Mishnah begins by saying, Tfilas Hashachar Shachris, the time is Ad Chatzos. The end of Tfilas Shachris is Chatzos, which is midday, which in and of itself we'll have to determine as we go on. Doesn't tell you when it starts. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tana Kama, with Rabbanan, and says, Ad Dalet Shos, up until 4 hours. Now does this mean up until the beginning of the fourth hour, or the entire fourth hour, which means up to the fifth hour? That we already have to see in the Gemara. Next din, Tfilas HaMincha Ad Va'erev, is until evening. We don't know what evening is. That's what we're going to have to determine. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbanan and says that Tfilas HaMincha is Ad Plag HaMincha, a certain point in time which is called Plag HaMincha. Now if you take your sheet with a pencil or a pen and you turn it you turn it over, it may pay for us to diagram exactly what we are talking about. On the top of the sheet, why don't you write sunrise, which is Nates.
Well, may I suggest an easy learning tool?
Yeah.
Why don't we assume a sunrise of 6 a.m.?
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, no question about it. Let's assume arbitrarily that Nates sunrise is 6 a.m. And the times are entirely arbitrarily. Down somewhere at the end of the page, put sunset, which is Shkia, and let's again arbitrarily assume that Shkia is 6 p.m. Alright? In the middle of these two, let's put Chatzos, which is midday, and we'll say that it is 12 o'clock.
Sunrise, is that
Netzach Hamo? Netzach Hamo or Nates, whichever.
Yeah. It's easy to use an equinox.
Which is what? One day in the year, sun, 2 days in a year.
But the easiest example that there is.
Sunset is Shkia.
That's called Shkia.
Shkia or Shkia Sachama. Now, go back to Chatzos. And the line under it puts for 12:30 Mincha Gedola, which we will explain later on. Okay? Now, 3:30 in the afternoon is Mincha Ketana. That too we have to explain. Now, Mincha Ketana is at 3:30, as we just said. Shtiyah is at 6. How much time do you have between 3:30 and 6? It's 2.5 hours. Half of that 2.5 hours between 3:30 and 6 is 4:45, and that's called Plag HaMincha. Now, if you're looking for literal translation of Plag HaMincha, the closest that I can give you is Plag means, Lefaleg means to split. Okay? You split the Mincha time from 3:30 until 6. You split it in half. Okay? Which is an hour and a quarter between these two extremities of 3:30 and 6. That is a time, a point in time called Plag HaMincha. Any questions? Got it?
Presumably splitting into the katana.
Yeah, no question about it.
Okay.
You'll notice later on why it has to be Mincha Katana. Now, if you want to get a jump on it, why there's a Mincha Gedolah and a Mincha Katana, you will see in the Rambam that the true time for Mincha is 3:30, is Mincha Katana. Because of Psuki Min Chumash, the pasuk that we say, Esakeves Echod Taseh Baboker, we say it in the morning in Kabonas, Esakeves Hasheni Taseh Bein Harbayim. Bein Harbayim is towards the end of day. The only reason that we have this 12:30 over here, which we call Mincha Gedolah, is because of one day out of the year, which is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you have a Korban Pesach. Erev Pesach, you had untold thousands of Jews coming to do their Korban Pesach. They did it in incredible numbers of shifts. In order to be ready with all the Korbanos Pesach in time, and it had to be before Shkia, you had to pull up Mincha, the Korban Mincha, Bein Harbayim, to the earliest possible time, because any Korban that was added to the day always was added after the Togir, after the regular Korban. You see, for instance, if you had a Musaf on any given day, we may mistakenly argue, well, no, Shabbos is a special Korban, let's give it first crack. Yom Tov is a special Korban, let's give it the first crack. No, it's not true. The daily routine of Korban Tomid must come first, because that's Todir, that's regular. And then She'eno Todir, the incidental one, goes later. So you have to, before you can touch a Musaf, you have to touch the Korban Tomid Shel Shachris. The same thing by Korban Mincha. The Korban Mincha starts the afternoon, the Bein Harbayim cycle. And the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, was to be done Bein Harbayim in the afternoon. So therefore you have to do first the Todir, which is the Korban Mincha, and then the incidental one, which was Korban Pesach. But we needed the maximum amount of time. So we pulled it up to the very earliest possible, and that was a half an hour after Chatzos. And that's where we get the concept of Mincha Gedolah. Mincha, where we are left with Gedolah, a big day yet. And what do we need the big day for? We need it for all the Korbanos Pesach that came on Erev Pesach. Okay, now let's go back to the Mishnah. With that in mind, we finished Shachris with the Machlokes of Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda. We finished Mincha, the Machlokes of Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda. And now we have the obvious that's left is Tfilas HaErev, Ma'ariv. Tfilas HaErev Ein Lo Keva. There is absolutely no fixed times. Once it is Erev, it could be any time.
There is till 5:10 tomorrow morning.
Well, that's part of the Gemara. Okay? As long as it's Erev. As long as we call it Erev still, as long as it's night.
But you can eat tomorrow morning.
Okay. Mishel Musafim and Korban Musaf. is kol hayom, the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda omer, but Rabbi Yehuda on Musaf disagrees and says it should be ad zayin shaos, until the seventh hour. In other words, 1 o'clock. Urminahu, we find a contradiction based on what we have learned in the Mishnah, says the Gemara. We learned elsewhere in a brisa, mitzvasa, the mitzvah of tefillas shachris is im neitzachama, is to say it at the moment of neitzachama, when neitzachama begins. The reason for it is kedei sheyismach geula litfila, so that you're able to go ahead and say shachris tefila immediately after kriyashma. So you have to start kriyashma just a few moments before neitzachama. And the smichas geula litfila is the bracha of the emes v'yatzi v'nochon until baruch atah Hashem goal Yisrael, and then you say tefila v'nimtza mispalel bayom. And in this way, if you start kriyashma moments before neitzachama and you continue, then you will be able to go ahead, and at the first manifestation of what? Of day, of yom. You see nimtza, and it says there, and that is a key word. Nimtza, then you'll be in a position, shemispalel bayom, that you're davening shachris bayom. And the synonymous term for yom is neitzachama. You pick it up? Mm-hmm. Now the question, however, is, if that's what you have to do with kriyashma and shachris, and the Amida, the Shemona Esrei Shachris, how can the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda go ahead and say that Tefillah Shachris is until Chatzos, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, until Dalit Shos, until 4 hours? When we learned in a Braisa elsewhere that we want to say Tefillah Shachris immediately upon Yom breaking, which is Neitzachama. Answers the Gemara, Kitanya Hahi, when we learned this Brisa that we just asked a question from, Livosikin, we are talking about the extremely devout. Livosikin, and if you'll take a look in Rashi, the second line in Gemara, in the Gemara side of Rashi, Livosikin. Livosikin are, by definition, Hamakdimim leMitzvos, those who are extraordinarily early for Mitzvos. Umechazrim, and they go about, La'asos davor bizmano, very methodically to do something in its correct time. Umitzvoso makdimim. Okay? And the mitzvah is to go ahead and do it as early as possible. Immediately at Yom. Okay? V'chit nan b'masnisim. But when we learned what we did in the Mishnah, just a few lines ago, that Shacharis Tfilas HaShachar is until either Chatzos according to Rabbonon or until Dalet Shos according to Rabbi Yehuda. When we learned this Mishnah, that wasn't for Vosikim. That was for who? Lam Acharim. For those who, for one reason or another, had to do it later. Shelo Ya'acher Yosem Mechatzos. And what we learned in the Mishnah is that if you have to do it later, you can't go beyond Chatzos. Shemisham Va'elech Avar Azman. After Chatzos, it's no longer the time. And Rabbi Yehuda has his reason to pull it up till Dalit Shos, for whatever reason that it is. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also up till Dalit Shos. But whether we learn like Rabbi Yehuda, Dalit Shos, or we learn like Rabbonon until Chatzos, these are for the Miacharim. And then the question that we had from the Braisa elsewhere was for Vosikin. Was a Vosikin minion, which is even earlier than an Hashkama minion. Okay? That's a Vosikin minion. That's the next step. Tomar Rabbi Yechanan, just another word back in the Gemara, second line, the end of the second line of the Gemara. Tomar Rabbi Yechanan, because we learned that Rabbi Yechanan said, Vosikin ho yugomrim osoim neitzachama. Vosikin used to finish kriyashma at the moment of neitzachama, so that by that time they can already go ahead and say shachris and say tefillah shachris. V'chof ayin v'chule alma, and the rest of the world, ad chatzos, had until chatzos if you weren't a vasikin. Ask the Gemara, ad chatzos, we just said, right? V'su lo, and after chatzos you cannot daven shachris. We have some corroborative evidence that says differently, that there is a possibility of saying Shacharis after Chatzos. V'homa Rav Mori berei de Rav Huno berei de Rav Yirmi or Bar Abba or Mar Yochanan. We have a long tradition that says as follows, and here's where the halacha starts. To'o, if you accidentally got into a situation, v'lo yispalel arvis, and you couldn't daven ma'ariv, for whatever the reason, is mispalel b'shachris shtayim, the next morning you daven shlon esrei shachris twice, once for shachris, and the second one for ma'ariv. Shachris, if you got into a jam and you couldn't daven shachris, is mispalel b'mincha shtayim, then you daven two shmon esreis in mincha, the first one for mincha, at its regular time, and the second one for the shachris that you missed. And this is kule yomer matzle ve'ozila. Okay? This mincha, therefore, which you say together, piggyback together with what? With a second shmon esrei for shachris, can be said when? All day.
But
excuse me, we didn't worry about Zman yet. Our assumption was that Shachris can never be said after Chatzos. And here you're telling me I have a situation, I admit that it's an unusual situation, I get hung up. You're telling me to daven Shachris all day long, not Chatzos time. So the answer is obvious.
That Shachris, if you're making it up in Mincha.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So just a minute. So here we have a stira. No, here we have a stira in what you just said and what we just learned to the Mishnah, which says that Shachris is only until Chatzos. Because I've given you an example.
So I'm making it up in Mincha.
So what? And when are you going to daven Mincha? Mincha Ktana is going to be when? 3:30? 3.5 hours? Or 12:30?
Yeah.
A half an hour after Chatzos. And it's still Shachris that you're davening. One for Mincha that you're davening, and you miss Shachris, so you daven a Shachris.
You say Shachris for
Mincha? No. You say the same thing that you say for Mincha. Okay? But Klape Shmai, as far as the Ravana Shalom is concerned, this is my Shachris that I missed. So you're paying your Shachris when? At 12:30 or at 3:30?
So you miss the benefit of saying it Bismana.
Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Ad Chatzos. The answer is, until Chatzos, Yahweh le'ischar tfilo bizmano. The benefit, the schar, is tfilo bizmano, of going ahead and saying tfilo at its right time. And there is a benefit over there. Because then what its benefit is that you are imitating exactly what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? However, mikan ve'elach, from Chatzos and afterwards, is Schar Tfilo Yahavele. There's no question that you have to receive the Schar of davening, but Schar Tfilo Bismano Yahavele. But you're not there at the right time. Iba Yoloho, let me ask you a question. It says, as we just learned, To'o v'lo yispalel mincha, you got hung up and you didn't daven mincha, mahu she yispalel arvis, beis, two times. What is the halacha about davening ma'ariv two times? Let's understand the question. Mincha is the last tefillah of the day. Ma'ariv is the first tefillah of the next day. Can we bridge 2 days? In the same principle that we bridge the day from ma'ariv to shachris and shachris to mincha, can we go ahead from mincha, the end of the day, and pay back with two ma'arivs? Inkin Selomar, if you want to argue and say, To'o v'lo yispalel arvis, yispalel shachris shtayim, the reason that you can do it from ma'ariv to shachris is mishum dechad yomahu. We're still in one unit of daytime, dichasiv, and we have to stay in that unit vayhi erev vayhi voker. Yom echad, it's one day. Aval hocha, but here in our question about skipping mincha and then making it up at ma'ariv, Tfilo b'mokom kolbon hu. Okay? Tfilo is a substitute for kolbon. Mm-hmm. And we have a rule in kolbonos for kevon de ovar yomo. The minute the day of the korban is due, is gone, is botel kolbono. There's no longer a din that you can bring that kolbon. If you brought it in time, you brought it. If you didn't bring it in time, you didn't bring it. Oh, Dilma, or maybe we can argue just the other way around. Maybe we can say that Selusa, that Shmona Esrei, is Rachamim, is asking of Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And asking of Rachamim is called Emas Deboi Matzlei Ve'ozil. Any time that you want to go ahead and ask, go ahead, Matzlei Ve'ozil, daven and ask and continue on. If it is a matter, if the essence of Tefillah is Rachamim, why should it be bound in time? Now this is the question. How do we answer the question, Toshma, come in here, a din? The din was taught, in answer to this question, the Omar Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Quote, din, to'o v'lo yispalal mincha, if you forgot to daven mincha, is mispalal al v'shtayim, you go ahead and you tapya unequivocally daven ma'ariv twice. Ve'ein bozeh, and when you do this, you are not mishum de ova yomo botel kobono. You are not in the problem of ova yomo botel kobono. Because in addition to linking Shmona Esrei to kobonos, remember that the essence of Shmona Esrei at the same time is rachamim, and it's not a korban itself, and we can take certain liberties with rachamim that are just as effective, even though they are late. But if we conclude this, if this is the way we figure out a skipped mincha, and we blur the time zone between the 2 days, then we're in a problem. Meisvei, if that's the case, at this point I have to ask you a problem based on another brisa. The brisa begins by quoting the pasuk in Koheles, mit uvos, that which is crooked, lo yuchal liskon, cannot be straightened out, there's no takona. The chesron, and that which is missing, lo yuchal lihimonos, cannot be filled in. What is the pasuk saying? The brisa interprets the pasuk by saying uvos, that which is crooked, lo yuchal liskon, and you can't fix. What are we talking about? Zeshe bitel kriya shma shel arvis, v'kriya shma shel shachris, o tfila shel arvis, o tfila shel shachris. You had an opportunity. It was bound in time. You didn't take the opportunity. It's m'uvos. It's like a crooked pretzel. There's nothing in the world that you can do to straighten out the situation. The chesron, you're missing something. Lo yuchal lihimonos. It can't be filled in. Ze shenimu chaverav lidvar mitzvah. That's when his friends decided to get together to do a mitzvah. Ve'lo nimne imohem. And you decided not to go along. Okay? There was a minyan and you decided not to join it, or you couldn't join it. And whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. If the mitzvah has new dimension when it's done, the rov om together with a lot of people, and you didn't join them, this is something that's missing that cannot be filled in. This is the case. We have a problem with the brisa. The brisa seemingly indicates that kriyashma and tefillah shachris and shmona esrei are intrinsically bound in time, that if you miss that time, it's a mu'uvos, it's crooked, I mean, you just can't do anything. Not like we said up until now. Answers the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hocha b'maya skinon, here in this last brisa, where we quoted Koheles, mu'uvos, the crooked and the missing, what are we talking about? Shebitel b'mezit. We're talking about someone who decided that he wasn't going to daven because he didn't want to daven, b'mezit. As Omar Ravashi and Ravashi commented further, if you look at the brisa, you can see carefully. Deko nami, deko means dayek. Be very careful also with the lashon of the brisa, the katoni botel. In the first brisa where we asked Ibayaloho, when we asked the question, we use the word bitel, botel. Botel means you accidentally overlooked. The in here, in this brisa, the second brisa, of m'uvos lo yuchal liskon, it says zeshe bitel. Bitel means like you overtly are saying, like bitel chometz, I'm not going to do it. But v'lo katani toh, we didn't say that it was a mistake, that it was a problem, that he was hung up. Ishmamino, this comes to teach you that our original din was correct. That if you somehow ta'o, you made the mistake, the calculation of time and circumstance, and mistakenly you weren't able to get in mincha, then when it comes ma'ariv, because it's rachamim, you can go ahead and daven too. one for the one that has passed, the mincha of the last day, and one for the ma'ariv also. Now, let's go to the next lot and pick up at the words Mipneima Omru Tfila Shachar Ad Chatzos. It is five lines before the wide column. Tanya Kavosei de Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Mipneima Omru Tfila Shachar Ad Chatzos. Okay?
Yeah.
Ask the Gemara, what is the reason that we said that Shachris is until Chatzos according to Rabbonim? The answer is Sharei Tomid Shel Shachar Korei V'Holech Ad Chatzos, because the Korban Tomid of Shacharis is brought up until the time of Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah that it shows that Shacharis is only until the fourth hour, because he holds Sharei Tomid Shel Shacharis Korei V'Holech Ad Arba Shos, because he lines it up, he aligns it with what in his opinion was allowed to be done with Korban Shacharis. And that was, according to him, Ad Arba Shos. Umipnei ma omru tfilas hamincha ad erev. The Gemara continues, why do we say until erev you're allowed to daven mincha? Again, sha'arei tomid shel bein ha'arbayim, the afternoon tomid, is korei v'holech ad ha'erev. Can be sacrificed from mincha time, whenever that is, ad ha'erev until evening. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad plag hamincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, not until evening, but until a time that is somewhat before, substantially before Shkia, and that is Plag HaMincha, as you have 4:45, and what is his reason? Sha'arei Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim is Korei V'Holechad Plag HaMincha.
What was Rabbi Yehuda?
What?
Rabbi Yehuda, same time as Rabbi Akiva?
This Rabbi Yehuda?
No,
a little after. Okay? Umibnei Ma'omru Tfilas Ha'arev, why do we say that Ma'arev Ein Lo Keva has absolutely no fixed time at night? The answer is Sha'arei Evorim Upidorim. The leftover bones and the leftover parts of the korbanos shelo nisakilu mi ba'erev, that were not completely eaten by the fire, decimated by the fire, evening time is craving v'holchim kol ha'layla, can continue to burn the entire night. Umitneim ha'omru shel musafim kol hayom. What is the reason for Musaf Kol Hayom? Again, Sha'arei Korban Shel Musaf Korei Kol Hayom. Korban of Musaf, according to Rabbanan, can be done any time during the day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Sheva Shos, Sha'arei Korban Musaf Korei V'Holech at Sheva Shos. Okay? I'm finished. Reizohi Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola, 12:30. When is that? Mishei Shos Umechzo Lamala. From 6.5 hours after the beginning of day, which is 12:30. Ve'ezohu mincha ketana. Mitkesha shos umechzo lemala. 9.5 hours, which is 3:30 after the beginning of the day. Yibayaloh. Question. When Rabbi Yehuda said that mincha is up till plag ha-mincha, Rabbi Yehuda, plag mincha kamo ka omar, or plag mincha achrona ka omar? When he said that you say mincha up to plag ha mincha, is it up to the end of the first plag, the first part, or is it up to the end of the second plag? Simple as that. If plag mincha has two extremities over here, the first is from 3:30 to 4:45, okay? That's half a mincha. Half of the mincha time, and the other extremity is 4:45 to 6. So which is it? Is it 4:45, the end of the first part of the plag, or the end of the second part of the plag? No, without even looking at the Gemara, what is the answer? If it were the end of the second part of the plag, would there be a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonah?
No,
it's the same thing. So therefore you must automatically assume that what? It is the end of the first plag.
Okay? To stretch that to this month as it, so then we would never have a summertime heter if they agree. Or we should have this. We never.
We got worse problems.
Sure.
Okay? We got worse problems than that. Now, My point here, let's leave the Gemara now. And we'll come back to more Gemara. My point here is to pick up, and this is the key, almost natural assumptions that Mincha time ends with Shkia because that's the end of the day. Simple as that. Now what I would like to take you through...
It was the way of telling time. Time is sunrise for sunset.
Yeah.
Okay, and everything's measured in those hours.
Okay, time is sunrise to sunset because we now assume it. And we know it. And thanks to the Vilna Gaon, he put his foot down. I want to hear how far back these assumptions go.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I want to see how natural and how ubiquitous it is. Because that's the only way we could give a Vilna Gaon a shita, you know, a true... And what you're going to see now is nothing more than a restatement and a repetition from generation to generation, from posek to posek, to see that he assumes the same way as we're saying today. Nothing new yet, but I just want to prove it to you from straight down a continuum that everyone assumed that the end, and the key is the end of Mincha. The end of Mincha, the Rabbanon, is when? Is ad ha'erev until evening, and that means it's Shkia time. But let's see if we say so. Turn back one page for a minute. Go back to the Mishnah in Rashi. Tfilas ha'shachar, ad ha'erev. Ad ha'erev obviously means tfilas mincha, right? Tfilas mincha ad ha'erev, according to Rabbanan. Two words that Rashi says is what? Ad ha'shechel. What does ad ha'shechel mean?
Till dark.
Till dark.
Oh. Didn't say anything.
You saying up? No.
That's his chachamim.
Not necessarily. Till dark. What's dark?
Let's see. We don't know. Rashi is usually very exact.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem here. Let's see what it means. And we'll see by turning to the back. Let's first turn to the Rif. Now that's all the way. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay, I'm sorry. You.
I think I should.
It looks as if you've got a piece of. No, you got. It looks as if you got a piece of Gemara here. It's not. The Rif is printed just like the Gemara. The inside is the Rif, the Rabbeinu Alphas. You have Rashi that applies to it, and around you have the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah didn't write on every Masechta that the Rif did. Sometimes it's there's a Nimuke Yosef, sometimes it's a Rabbeinu Nissim. But without question, this is the Rabbeinu, the Alphas, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfasi, and let's see what happens. Let's learn the Rif. Nothing new. He quotes the Mishnah as it is verbatim, Tfilas HaShacharat Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad arba shos. Next, Tfilas HaMincha ad ha'erev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plag ha'mincha. Tfilas ha'erev is ein lo keva. V'shel musofim kol hayom. And interestingly enough, he deletes what the text in the Mishnah has that Rabbi Yehuda said, and musaf was not kol hayom, but was seven hours. And therefore, the asterisk over there, you'll see there is a hagor on the right side, the right hand side. About 2 inches down, you see Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Zayin Shalos. Got it? Okay. Straight from here, let's jump into the Rabbeinu Yonah at the top. Tfilas HaShachar, says Rabbeinu Yonah ad Chatzos, is according to Rabbonon ad Chatzos, disavirale, because they maintain Letana Kama, in other words, Rabbonon, that Tomid Shal Shachar, the morning, Kolbim Tomid is Korev Ad Chatzos. The Adayin Boker Mikre. You see, because the Pasuk says, Es HaKeves HaChot HaSeh Ba Boker. And Boker is considered Boker until noon. For Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dalit shows, Rabbi Yehuda claims Dalit shows, Disfira Lei, his Svara, his thinking is, the Tomid Shel Shachar Eino Korev Ela Al Bashos Bilvad. These are the first 4 hours, because that's his definition of Boker. By the time 4 hours of the day have passed, it's already Yom. You know already that the day is in its full bloom. Fourth, in other words, the fifth hour going towards noon. So we are talking about what is the definition of bulk area. That's their machlokas. Now you see why you need a Rabbeinu Yonah, because we don't have that in Rashi and we don't have that in Tosfos. There is the machlokas as to what really is behind it. These are not arbitrary hours. The question is, how far will we stretch the concept of boker, which is the pasuk in Sadas B'nei Yisrael V'amar Tali Yemes HaKeves HaChot Taseva Boker. This is the one, and by the way, parenthetically, I want to tell you, when there aren't sensitivities for Kobonos, when you cannot say Kobonos, okay, there's one and one only in terms of sections that you should say, and that is the Parshas HaTomid. Sabbath bnei Yisrael v'amata le'emes kol v'ni lachmi ni sharech ni chochi tishmeru lak liriv li b'moadol v'amata lehem zeo yishe ashat ha'givu l'ashem. That one, you know why? Because there's a din of u'neshalma porim sefaseinu. If tefillah is hooked into kobonos, we don't have kobonos, but the schus of kobonos can accrue artificially to our record if by the tefillah of that kobonos. Just that one and nothing else. But say it. Just that one. Next, Tfilas HaMincha, says the Rabbeinu Yonah Ad HaErev. Tfilas HaMincha is until Erev. Okay? Immediately Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ein Lefaresh Ad Yitzias HaKochovim. If you say Erev means Tzeis HaKochovim, I'm telling you right now, Ein Lefaresh. And the Rabbeinu Yonah is Rishonim, before the Shulchan Aruch already. Shehu Laila Mamosh. Because if it wasn't till Tzeis HaKochovim, we wouldn't say Ad HaErev, we'd say Ad HaLaila. And there's a difference between evening and night, between Erev and Laila. The Al Kochacha Islam Lameima, we are forced to say the Ad HaErev HaOmur Bekan. We are forced to say that it is until Shkia Sachama and not until night. That's okay. Here it is. But it's so natural. Mm-hmm. It is so assumed long before the Shulchan Aruch that this is. This is the Pshat in the Mishnah. Simple as that. I'm Mogen Avram, you got your Gemaras elsewhere. Well, very nice. I'm happy you have the Gemara elsewhere. What are you going to do with this Gemara?
It's only for error.
Huh?
Still doesn't say when it starts.
No, okay. But we're going to assume, as we did in the Gemara, that day starts kivosikin. When? At Neitzachama. The Yiraucha im Shemesh. We have a pasuk. I will stand before you. I will appear before you im Shemesh, together with the sun as it appears on earth. Okay? And no one disputes that perish of the pasuk. Simple. Rabbeinu Yonah says also we have to define terms. I cannot define term of Erev being Tzeis HaKochovim, because that's Laila, and that's not Erev. But how? Why am I forced to say that? D'hochi amrinam bizvochim. Because I have to go to Masechet Zvochim, which is the Masechta that talks about Korbanos. Tfila, as we established until now, is intrinsically, as we learned in the Gemara, is intrinsically bound into what concept? Concept of Korban, of Zevach, of Korban. And what is operative for the Korban has got to be, to the best of our ability, operative for the Tefillah. And Tefillah says there, Minayin ledom shenitzal, how do I know that dam that has to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach is nitzal, is possible to be sprinkled bishkia sachama, once shkia sets in? If the korban was during the day, I've got to go ahead and complete certain things about the korban before what time? Before Shkia Sachama. And Zrikas Adam, putting the dam onto the Mizbeach as is required, if it's a day korban, has to be done by what time? Okay. By Shkia Sachama.
All korban is during the day?
Almost all korban is during the day. All right?
The point being that if it's a day mitzvah,
it has to be finished. Okay, well, just a minute. Let me say differently. Let us assume now that all korbanos are during the day. Okay? How do I know? Because there are only certain things of korbanos that were done at night. For instance, only the leftover, the residuals of korbanos was burnt. But that wasn't part of the korban.
No.
It was a necessity. But if you had to go, but the korban has been done. Katara, as you'll soon see in a Rambam, Ktores is a daytime mitzvah. Mm-hmm. All right, and let me change. I'll say now, as almost an unavoidable rule, is all kabbanis are during the day.
But okay? It's obviously the case when they're not.
Okay, good, but it's irrelevant at this point.
Okay.
All right. Why should I argue from the exception when 99.99 is correct?
No, it's
and the Gemara in Zvachim says minayin the dam shenitzal, dam which is an intrinsic part of the korban, is possible. One Shkia comes about. This from here you see that if it's daytime that you're worried about, daytime is until Shkia Sachama. Rotzel Omar, we infer from this Gemara, which we haven't learned entirely, Dimishkia Sachama Be'elech Enem Zman Zrikas Dam Tomid Shel Beino Abayim. From the moment that Shkia sets in, whenever that is, it's too late for Zrika of Dam Tomid Shel Beino Abayim. Utfila Samincha Ineget Tomid Shel Beino Abayim. V'ika, the basis of Atomid, he's Zrika Sadam. The Dam happens to be the most potent symbol of the entire Korban. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam in his symbolism does not want the chelev, the fat necessarily, doesn't want the meat. He wants the zrikas adam.
Zrikas adam for all kavanas.
Mesiras nefesh. That's it. It's mesiras nefesh. Ki adam nefesh. Okay. Now we still have time. V'chi heiche. I'm sorry, it's going so slow. That's all. But I cannot speed up the 45 minutes. V'chi heiche shezrikas adam ein zmano ela ad shkias hachamo. And if we see that zrikas adam has its time up until shkias hachamo, is hochenami tfilas amincha. Obviously, by extension, is the same thing with tfilas amincha. Shenitakno kenegdo, that was linked to it, to tfilas amincha, and ein zmano ela ad shkias hachamo bilvad. From this, we have to conclude that it is only until Shkia. Simple as that. He makes a simple case and finish. Now, I want to show you that there is someone, a Rishon, who worried about what Rashi said. If you please take a look at the lower right-hand corner in the column, Shitas Ribav. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda ben Brachya, again from the Rishonim, lived before the Ramban. Ad ha'erev, remember what Rashi said? Rashi said Ad ha'erev was Ad chashecha. Okay? What does Ribav say? Ad shetishka hachama. See it, Jerry? And what he is doing is nothing more than trying to tell you what there could be a suffix in your minds of Rashi. Mm-hmm. Okay? How do I know that this is so? Because if we will go back to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Losher, we'll see it clearly. Turn back about halfway through the Sefer, right where the Gemara of Brachos ends. This is Mishnayos of Zvorim. And let's do the same thing in the Rosh. This is Rabbeinu Osher, the Rosh. Rabbeinu Osher, it's page 32.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, it's the second side. All right, you got it?
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Osher on the top. Tfilas HaShachar, and again, he does nothing more than requote and restates the Mishnah. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Arba Shos. Tfilas HaMincha, bracket Aleph, is Ad HaErev. The bracket Aleph is downstairs, the Ma'adane Yom Tov. Same author as Tosfos Yom Tov. All the way down. Okay? Ad HaErev, Perish Rashi, what? Ad Chashecha.
Yeah.
A Rashi is problematic. And therefore, says the Madani Yonta, the Zer Lishon Talmidei HaRabbeinu Yonah. This is the way Rabbeinu Yonah translated it. Ein Leforesh Ad Yitzias HaKolchovim Shehu Laila Mamash, etc., etc., etc. And we learned the Rabbeinu Yonah, so why do I have to restate it? But what the Madane Yom Tov does for us is to caution you on a misinterpretation of Rashi. Okay? I know what Rashi said, and it's a little problematic. Rabbeinu Yonah said it better. Rabbeinu Yonah made a big case. All right, you have a Shaila on Rashi. Okay? It could be answered very simply. If Rashi meant that Erev is Seis HaKachovim, what would he have said? Simple as that. Ad Hashecha means until the time that it starts getting dark. Simple as that. Question, Rabbi?
So,